We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The Bernstein and Holmes Show.
Have you ever done
not
full
all
beard?
Of it, but like
me?
Yeah.
Oh no.
I thought you were talking to me. Why didn't you ask me that question?
Layla, have you ever done full beard?
I haven't shaved, but I've thought about it.
No, I couldn't get away with it. I would look.
Are
like...
you sure?
Yeah. Do you remember?
Because yours
look
grows
in. Look at Matt Eberflus.
I know, but
we should totally give Dan an Eberflus makeover.
Ugh. Nothing's off the table. Nothing is on the table right now. We still got to see where it is.
I'm going to look like when Charlton Heston came
creepy.
Down from Sinai and the
Moses
Ten
looked great.
No, he didn't.
To thee, O Israel, you have sinned a great sin in the sight of God.
Yeah.
Are we allowed to say that?
Yeah.
Are we allowed to talk about Moses' appearance?
I'm just thinking that, Dan, you could get into your zaddy phase by growing a beard.
Oh, God.
You don't shave your beard or cut your hair for 1 year, and if you can do that, I will pay your rent. But if you shave, then you have to pay all five of our rents. Thanks for the free money, bitch.
I love that you brought that up, Lawrence, and Layla and Dan both had the same reaction.
Gross and weird.
Bozo!
Coming to you live from Wings and Rings on Halsted, it's Dan Bernstein, Lawrence Holmes, and Layla Rahimi. Brought to you by Modelo.
Not only are we broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers, but here on Southside Opening Day, we're live at Wings and Rings. Yeah, let's hear it. Let's go.
Woo-hoo.
Get in your cups already. Should be like six beers in at this point, if you're true White Sox fans. 3434 South Halsted. Enjoy an ice-cold Modelo before the game. Brought to you by Modelo. Reward your fighting spirit. I'm Dan Bernstein. That is the woman in black, Layla Rahimi, and that is Lawrence Holmes. And we are the Bernstein and Holmes Show.
The black.
I didn't say that. The woman in black and the black. Flat brim.
My God. Good morning to you.
Yes, good morning to all, and happy opening day for the Chicago teams here in Major League Baseball. What are we going to do today? Well, we're going to have a lot of baseball talk coming your way. AJ Pierzynski, Steve Stone, Josh Nelson, James Feegan, Brooks Boyer is going to pop by as well to let you know what you need to know about your White Sox experience this year. And 312-644-6767 is the number. Nick Heppner is our engineer. Ray Diaz, Adam Studzinski, Alex Kuhn is helping out today, right? And Leo Stodderher. Helping out. Wow, it's great. We got everybody. Kevin Lapka is even here, set up the camera.
Your
here.
Favorite.
High tech stuff. And I'm struggling, folks. I'm struggling as a lifelong White Sox fan with how to feel about this team. I'm just straight up. I am not over a lot of what's happened. I'm not over a lot of what we've been put through. And it's really hard for me to get to my childhood level of excitement about opening day. Because this team's going to suck, and I'm still livid about the fact that Jason Benetti is in the other booth.
I'm no longer struggling.
No, you're ahead of me. You're a much more mature, fully actualized adult than I am.
That is accurate. The thing is that I was in a room full of White Sox fans last night, like we were here, and I think a lot of people are in the same boat as you, Dan. Like they're trying to figure out like what exactly is going on, what should be the way that this goes, how do they get out of this? And it would be one thing if you felt like I guess if it felt new, like if there was someone in here that wasn't part of the last organization that had a new vision, and I'm not saying
you got Brian Bannister, you got Josh Barfield,
But they're not the general managers,
right?
Like I think it would feel different if it were a different GM, and this person says, you know, we know what's going on here, we're going to completely reshape it. Where this feels like a continuation with lesser parts. Like it feels like you have a GM who wasn't quite ready to be a GM, but the proximity to the owner brings him and makes him the GM. When he's probably not. I mean, and I don't.
No other MLB team was going to hire
qualified.
Him as a GM.
Right. Right. Like that's what we're talking about. So it's hard to find the hope. The hope is that the people who do believe that Chris Getz will eventually become a really good general manager, the hope is that they're right and it happens more quickly than anyone anticipates.
But to me, it's not even about the hope. Like, I'm not at the point where I'm trying to find reasons for hope yet because I'm still mad. I'm still livid about the La Russa. I'm still – and I just
– But, Dan
– I can't shake the that they ran Jason Benetti out of town.
Dan, if the White Sox had spent – $100 million this offseason, that hope would supersede your anger.
You think?
My point is that the anger, it rolls into the lack of hope. If there was hope at the end of your anger, it would make it easier for the anger to subside. But because there isn't any real hope about this team, that anger lingers.
I think for the past couple of years, we have been trying to gauge sincerity.
Like Tony La Russa once said he would do with home run celebrations.
Yeah, which I am pro home run celebrations, especially today. If you're on the South Side and you hit a home run
Pimp
and
it.
You're on
live
the third base dugout, live your life today. That is an order. But when it comes to actions and what is said in the public and what you've seen, at least in previous regimes, the word rebuild was actively used when you were seeing Chris Sale get traded, when you were seeing Adam Eaton get traded. And there was a deliberate process with prospects. You trade your ace, Dylan Cease, who was part of that rebuild when you traded away Jose Quintana. And that word isn't being used. You tried to win the division last season, and you lost 100 games. And we're supposed to believe that the manager you brought back didn't have something to do with that. And to me, when it comes to trying to figure out who this team is and how you're supposed to feel about it, will the actions align with the words at some point this year?
That's a great question. And it's like the messed up part about it is that opening day is supposed to be the day for hope.
Even if it is a reach, it's supposed to be, you know what, screw it. I'm going to be hopeful today because we can.
It's supposed to be that, and it doesn't feel like that at all with this White Sox team. And I'd love for all of us to be wrong. I'd love for this White Sox team, like, to have great health. And we see, you know, Moncada and Eloy and Robert carry this team offensively. But even when you start thinking about, oh, well, Garrett Crochet is starting today, we have no idea what Garrett Crochet is as a pitcher in the major leagues because he's been too hurt for us to really get an idea of who he is. And you're going to kind of go through the same thing that you've gone through over the last couple of years with Kopech, where is he a starter? Is he a reliever? Is he a high-leverage lefty out of the bullpen? Or is he someone that you can count on to give you 190 innings every year? And there's no reason to believe any of those things. And that's the hard part. Like, the knowns on the White Sox as a team are what? Luis Robert is a known.
Mm-hmm. When Eloy is healthy, he's a known.
Right. But but that's that. There's the rub.
But like, you know what you're getting when he's out there. It's just a matter of how much he's out there.
But you also know that one of the things that you're getting is inconsistency because he's injured.
Yeah, I'm not disputing that.
So it's like the knowns on the White Sox are Andrew Vaughn is going to give you a good at bat. Like, that's a known. Like, he's a solid player, if not. And they thought that he was going to be more than a solid player.
You're only carrying two catchers at the major league level when one, you know, is a prospect and the other one is older. And I worry about the health of the older one.
I will say that we do know that the older one is great defensively.
Absolutely. And you know your third baseman is great defensively.
And that's...
I don't know.
Can be.
I'll take him at third base. If Yoan Moncada's third base was, say, on another team, you would be happy about it.
But the same thing as Eloy.
Yeah.
I can't trust you to be healthy enough for it to matter.
Let's just do this real quick. If you say, all right, well, for what are we rooting this year? Here's the White Sox opening day roster. These are your White Sox.
I don't know if you want to do
just,
that.
I'm going to do just real quick. There's 10 right-handed pitchers: John Brebbia, Eric Fetty, Chris Flexen, Davey Garcia, Michael Kopech, Jordan Leisure, Dominic Leone, Brian Shaw, Michael Soroka, and Steven Wilson. There's three left-handed pitchers: Tanner Banks, Garrett Crochet, and Tim Hill. Your two catchers are Corey Lee and Martin Maldonado. Your infielders: Paul DeJong, Nicky Lopez, Yoan Moncada, Gavin Sheets, Braden Shoemake, and Andrew Vaughn. Outfielders: Andrew Benintendi, Dominic Fletcher, Eloy Jimenez, Kevin Pillar, and Luis Robert Jr.
Am I the only one who got irrationally mad that Touki Toussaint was for Kevin Pillar?
I don't even understand what the Kevin Pillar thing was. Like, cut him, cut Touki, re-sign Pillar. Like, it just seemed really weird, and it would also seem like Touki is the type of player that this year, you know what I mean?
Like,
he earned his keep. All he did was do the job he was asked to do on this team. Kept himself healthy and in shape, and I would see him run all the time at the ballpark, like the day after he started, and you know, in the afternoon, and then he gets cut for what reason? You need pitching on this team.
Sure do.
I didn't understand that, man. I didn't understand that one at all. He got my Johnny Cueto Award for doing the job last year, and man.
And this texter, 4 hours of negativity. Go figure. All right, well.
Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Yeah, and if you want to be positive, I'm not telling you not to be. All I can tell you is I'm going to be honest with you, as honest as I possibly can, with how I feel about this team now, how I felt my entire life about this franchise, and where I am. But this thing has wound down and congealed into something that I'm still struggling to deal with how I feel about it, because they've done everything possible to make me unhappy about rooting for the White Sox.
People love it when you lie to them.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie to you.
Go White Sox.
I'm just not. I'm not. It's such salt in the wound to see Jason Benetti in the visiting TV booth. That just stings, man. And it shouldn't have happened.
Make sure you tell our guests at 140 that.
Yeah, it's too bad. It's too bad. It really hurts. Sucks.
I think you should tell your guests at 140 to hook us up with that s'mores milkshake thing.
Oh,
I'll be on my way to work, but
that's
still.
Easy. I mean, it's better at the ballpark, right? That's the slogan this year.
I will say this.
It is.
If I didn't have to work
it
tonight,
is. It
you
is
know
at
where
the
I would be.
100%.
I would be across the street.
Yeah, not today. Not warm enough. We need to take a break. I was with the Sox Machine and 108 folks last night. That
can
was
we
great.
See some of them here?
Yeah,
what up, Wally? What up, Pete? What up, Bob? What's
a bunch of them are here.
Hey, and
Sox Machine.
More will be here. So I'll tell you about that experience of being in a room full of White Sox fans and kind of how people are talking. That's next. Bernstein, Holmes, Rahimi. We are at Wings and Rings right here on 34th and Halsted in the shadow of Guaranteed Rate Field.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We'll be back after this on The Score.
You're listening to Bernstein and Holmes. Middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
I'm going to try to look at this season very clinically and see if we can find out if Pedro Grifol can manage. See? I'm going to try and find out if Chris Guest knows what he's doing. I'm talking to people that have felt that he is someone that would have been on the list to be a general manager, but not for another 3 or 4 years.
That was last night at the Sox Machine 108 event right down the street at the Remova Theater, which if you haven't been there, that place is really awesome. And I didn't know that there was like a brewery and like they do brunch and stuff. And yeah, it was right down the street. It was cool to see the Sox Machine and the 108 guys like on the marquee of it. Like it made it feel very, very big. So you're in a room with like, what, 200 Sox fans on opening day and talking with them about kind of where the Whites. Oh, I met James Fegan's mom.
Oh, the famous doctor.
And his sister.
The famous artist.
Yeah, and then James and I commiserated on how we both have really cool jobs and we're the least cool people in our family.
You both have siblings who are accomplished artists.
Yes, we both have parents that are more accomplished than we are too. So we commiserated over that a little bit, and it was great to be around Sox fans. And it's just, I think that Sox fans want to be around each other. I'm not sure they want to be around the team.
White Sox.
Yeah, right. Like that's kind of like what I got. Like everyone was really and I was joking about like the concept of like family reunion when it comes to opening day and everyone getting back together and you know your tailgates and all of that stuff. But when 7-Eleven hits and the White Sox start playing baseball, I don't know how good it's going to feel, and that's the issue.
I feel like you just nailed it. They do like to be around each other even when the team is not good. And that's not the case everywhere. I've always appreciated that about being here. What I knew you had to – word on the street is – I may or may not have talked to Pete already. But word on the street was you had to apologize to James's mom for speaking freely.
Yeah, I cussed in front of James's mom. I felt really bad about it.
Is that true, guys? Wally Bob, can you account for that? 108 is already representing.
I said a 12-letter word in front of James. Well,
all right.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and I felt.
Multiple?
No,
multiple?
Not multiple 12 letters. No, okay, there was one 12-letter word, and I felt really bad. But she kind of laughed it off.
What?
I think she was thinking the same thing I was.
What led you to that word?
Me talking about a particular person at the White Sox.
I don't like our team.
No, not him, strangely enough. I don't have a lot of malice towards him yet, but I do.
Doubt, yes. Malice, no.
Yeah, but
That's fair.
I do have some malice towards the manager because I feel like he sold White Sox fans a bill of goods going into spring training last year and then kind of turned into something else. And I don't know if he's just trying to ingratiate himself.
He's just a kiss ass. That's all he is just a blithering kiss ass at this point.
That's one of, unfortunately, the lasting impressions for me last season was thinking about how at the beginning of the year, how thrilled everybody was to have him. You remember that? Like we talked about Rick Hahn's demeanor walking into the press conference and everybody finally got their manager. Well, and he talked a big game and said the things that we all saw. You know, he's observed from the Royals bench what we all saw last season.
We're going to kick your ass at 7 o'clock.
But okay, it was one of the most talented teams in baseball who underperformed. I just didn't think that that would continue with him the way it did.
And then immediately we saw some of the stuff that he was trying to enact, like not be enacted and there be no consequences. You know, we saw guys still not be able to hit the cutoff man or understand how to take the extra base. We saw guys not running hard to first base, and they continue the tradition of guys being allowed to not run to first base hard. And we all understand the reasons why that's the case, but it's hard to kind of build a winning culture. Then when asked about said culture, Grifols said that the culture was great until we got to the end of the season, and then he said his clubhouse sucked. Like, it's that type of duplicity that I can't respect. Like, I'm okay with you saying that your culture is a work in progress and that you're still trying to figure it out, but don't lie. Don't lie and say, well, everything's great. Like, our culture is great here. We're building a great culture. And then you have
our culture is awesome.
Players go on podcast for an hour to talk about how he doesn't feel connected to the rest of the team, how his life off the field is spinning out of control, and that he felt like there wasn't anyone in the clubhouse that he could talk to. That doesn't seem like a great culture to me.
Well, we remember when that same player was named to an all-star team, and it felt like a funeral.
Yeah.
Well, and then we found out why. But additionally, you had the most consistent player in baseball for years go to another team and tell you it didn't feel like a family. And people pushed back on us even talking about it at the time.
They sure did.
And that was the most diplomatic way anybody said it. You heard Jake Berger, once he got traded to Miami, say he hadn't had that much fun playing baseball in his career. Miami!
I'm so glad that you brought up the Abreu thing, because I thought it was sad. That's not the word I want to use. I want to use another one of those words I'd be embarrassed to say in front of James Fegan's mom. But it was sad the way that White Sox fans would turn their back on Jose Abreu.
Instead of listening to him.
And saying he was bitter. You know, this was your last MVP. And people were acting like he didn't know what he was talking about when it came to the culture inside the clubhouse and inside the organization. It turns out he was 100% right. And that upset me, because I don't know who else, if you're not going to listen to the guy who was the captain of the team about what was wrong with the White Sox, then who are you willing to listen to try and understand what they are and what they're not? So it was just, I will say, like the Sox Machine guys, the 108 guys, they put on a great event. I hope that they keep doing cool stuff like that, where White Sox fans can commiserate. And it's cool that between Romova and Wings and Rings, we got a bunch of cool places around the ballpark to go. And, like, isn't that amazing? They're like, I don't know, within walking distance of the ballpark, you could come to really cool places inside of Bridgeport and have a good time and feel safe and not have to run to the South Loop for those good times.
Let the record show, I have already ordered wings, and I have offered. And you both are waiting, because Justin and the fine hosts here at Wings and Rings have said, you know, bring it on. There are wings over there, and I saw them, and I got hungry, and I ordered.
Dan loves fried chicken in the morning. We know this.
You
bring
in
fried chicken in baggies.
Yep. Yep.
I do. I like chicken, too, but I just wanted to wait until at least, like, noon. A couple of things, by the way, about Buffalo Wings and Rings while we're here. Free shuttle to and from all the White Sox home games, which makes things very easy if you don't want to walk. $5.50 Modelo 16-ounce cans. Wow.
That's a deal.
Mm-hmm. I have to work today, guys. Award-winning wings, as we mentioned. They also have boneless if you're like me and you like boneless wings and you're not afraid to tell people about it. And, yes, they are 5 blocks away from the ballpark. So I think that is very important to note as well.
The Bulls got a big win last night, and they did something that no NBA team has done all year. So we can talk a little bit about that. I don't know what it meant, but I know it was a hell of a lot more pleasurable than anything the Bulls have been giving us of late. So we're going to be very baseball intensive, and I know we've got college basketball coming up later in the evening. Illinois is just on too late. I think they broke the matrix of how late they're on and my level of interest.
That's a 10 o'clock tip-off East Coast. Like, they're in Boston. That's a 10 o'clock tip.
Yeah,
they should be sleeping right now. Illini, get your beauty sleep.
Yeah, Arizona's playing at, I want to say they're playing at 4 o'clock local time. So 4 o'clock Arizona time. Like, that, none of this stuff makes any sense with the scheduling of this.
So we'll talk a little bit about what the Bulls did that didn't offend our sensibilities. Yes! Next on The Score.
Cubs fans, tonight, the Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
Bulls advance, left forecourt, ball game over. Bulls win, Bulls win, Bulls win, 125-99. Happy birthday, Benny. You too, Rich Wyatt, and we are dancing in Chicago.
There's five Javonte Greens out there, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there were. That man was a plus 26 last night.
That was the most Javonte of Javonte games.
All five Javontes out there, a plus minus in 19 minutes and 19 seconds of plus 26.
He'll bring you 19 minutes of intensity.
And Drummond was all over the place too.
Drummond had a double double.
I know. I just laugh and smile at him. He can't, you know, he can't really finish, and he commits all kinds of fouls. But I love him so dearly. I don't know if he's any good. But wait a second.
Look
here.
At Ray's shirt.
Yes,
look,
there get it is. In front of the camera,
Ray.
Ray?
Please step in front of our tiny camera.
So the people on Twitch can
I
see
have
the
as
shirt.
Well. I
Isn't
have,
that what the internet broadcast is for?
Yeah,
I have the shirt.
There
also,
we go.
Also in black. That is the Andre Drummond. Look how big my balls are. T-shirt.
Hey, can we say that?
Yes, that's what the T-shirt is. That's what he's doing. We don't get a technical foul assessed for that. But the Bulls did something that no NBA team had done. They held the high-scoring Indiana Pacers under 100 points.
Barely.
But they did, 99, for the first time this year. And I don't know. I don't know why sometimes the Bulls show up and they try and they don't and they look. Maybe they just slept well. Maybe they just were rested, because whatever that was against Washington was completely inexcusable, dreadful, and moribund.
Can I ask a question? This is just I'm just curious about it. How exactly, if
Dan's wing napkin,
if you know that your team is kind of running on fumes a little bit.
Oh, ask this question and underline it.
And specifically, your closer has the most minutes of anyone in the NBA. Why up 20 with 6 minutes left to go is that player still in the game?
I was screaming. And I
probably because he said he wanted to be. That was my only thought.
I don't care. I don't care. You come sit down next to me, Dan.
Take your shoes off.
This is – and I thought Adam Amin and Stacey did a really good job of staying on the clock. If you actually look at when they said – well, when Indiana has called off the dogs and waved the white flag, Carlisle put in his bums – do the same. Do the same. Because it to not do it sends two messages. One is, I don't trust you to not blow the lead,
mm-hmm.
which is it's a bad message to send at this point. And the other is, I don't care how tired you are.
They were up 24 with a little under 4 minutes left to go, and DeMar was still in the game. And it's like, that doesn't make any sense at all.
Last week I was at the game on Monday. And Billy was asked about that pregame, and he said, I understand that people are going to play a lot of minutes right now. We're going to have to monitor that in a way that makes sense for the team. But that is one where you can legitimately question what led you to keep DeMar DeRozan, the minutes leader, at 34, still in. And so how much is that going to hurt you? When you've got the schedule you've got coming up, they have three more games against the Knicks before the end of the season, right? That alone is going to be a fight. You only have four games. You had one of your four home games left, right?
Yeah.
And more importantly, why is Chuck celebrating Benny the Bull's birthday ahead of his own engineer?
And Rich Wyatt.
Right.
It was all around last night. I even did a video at the United
Happy
Center.
Happy birthday, Benny, and our longtime engineer, Rich Wyatt. Rich Wyatt is an actual person, as far as I know.
So is Benny.
No, Benny's a character.
I don't think you know who Benny is.
There is someone who portray. There are multiple people who portray the various iterations and incarnations of Benny.
You don't know that.
But the fact is, like, Rich.
Why can't Benny have a birthday?
He can.
Why can't we celebrate it? Southpaw's birthday, we celebrate it every year.
We do That's celebrate fine. Southpaw's birthday.
But Rich Wyatt is sitting right there.
He got a shout out. He wasn't shut out of the conversation. He was just was put in the conversation with his buddy Benny the Bull.
Chuck's job is Bulls play by play. Rich Wyatt play by play is left to us.
Before we do station ID, you know, Bill, Rich Wyatt, who by the way will be our halftime guest tonight on Bulls Radio, our trusty engineer spinning big time dials. Hey, do you realize that Rich and Benny the Bull have something in common?
No way. Yes. Alyssa, do you know what they have in common?
You know what? I think tomorrow is Rich Wyatt's birthday. He's turning 21.
Yes, it is. Oh, my goodness.
And where you celebrate not only Rich, but Benny. So, Bill, take it away.
We are going to sing you happy birthday. Happy birthday. A one, a two, a one, two, three.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Rich. Happy birthday to you.
All right, I take it back.
I take it back.
That's from the Bulls on the Score and the Bulls Radio Network.
Yeah, that's right. That's obviously Bill Whittington, Chuck Swirsky, and Alyssa Bergamini.
And I have to say, it has happened. Layla, you can see. It's usually a mustard stain on my pants to celebrate opening day that I would appease the baseball gods by placing mustard on my own pants because it was inevitable and I would beat them to it. I wouldn't give the baseball gods the satisfaction of the accidental mustard on the pants. But now, because we are at Wings and Rings, I have wing sauce on my pants. And that means baseball season is here. It's official. So we're good. These are excellent, by the way.
Good.
You sure you don't want?
I'm good.
I mean, we're here for 4 hours. Yeah. Like, sometimes people eat lunch at lunchtime.
No. Why don't you chomp on those, and then we're going to take a break. And when we come back, AJ Pierzynski is going to join the show.
I have a lot of questions for him about his Instagram as well as White Sox baseball.
Is he an influencer now?
No, he's on it, and he reports details of his life that are funny.
I would like to thank him for the cross-examination of Chris Getz that he did yesterday. We will do all of that next on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.